Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Frolic on the air. Again, go ahead. Let
okay,
it run.
No problem. Yep,
play
yep.
It.
Here it is. I am.
Play up. Now. Hold there, folks. This is your disabled friendly philosopher. With a word to the wise. Did you hear what happened? The International Mulberry Convention had to be canceled. No, not because of the snow, because they didn't get enough snow. Bunch of maniacs. They like to grow mulberries in the snow. Mulberries can't grow in the snow. I tell you, there's lunatics all over the place. Did you hear what happened to the man who wants to be president? He got fined $300 million. Of course, he don't have to pay it. He's the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will it be Joe, Mo, or will it be Donald Duck? Either way you go, you're in trouble. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, give me some more of that philosophy music. Good.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Just give me a second.
Don't talk. Just play it. No talk. Engineer, no talk. Engineer, shut up.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah, okay, that's the trouble with this show. People don't listen. All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, no, next year, you want to go to the Mulberry Convention, you got to go next year. Yeah, they didn't have enough snow. All right, let's see. Got a great show for you tonight on Inner Sight. Louis the Lip will be here. We're going to try to find Jimmy Dinigan. Make a couple of phone calls. And, oh, we'll tell you about the exclusive news story. The man who wants to grow snow. What kind of a nut is he? I don't know. I don't make these things up. This part of the world we live in. They're all crazy out there, don't you know that? Do you know that I'm the only sane one in this county? Oh, yeah? When did you get out? Shut up. Anyway, yeah. We'll tell you about Gabriel, who started his own business, Grow Your Own Snow. Boy, the weather people will love that. All right, Inner Sight. Frolics, and we're brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, Big East, a key to rescue, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there in New Jersey. Don't go to Kearney, New Jersey, that's where all the con artists are. Will you cut that out?
Pardon me, Frank.
What?
We have that skit that is already queued up now. I found it.
Oh. All right. Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. 609, yeah. Don't forget that number. And, oh, don't forget... Speaking of dogs, a day for Milton. Yeah, if you want to create a day for Milton, give us a call. Call the Inner Sight hotline. Leave your number, 631-224-3090. Or send us out an email, Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com. Yeah, don't forget that. All right. A Day for Milton. You don't need any money to do it. Milton was the guide dog who was killed at the school, the guide dog school, over a year ago now. Yeah, they haven't done a thing to help Michelle, the blind woman who depended on Milton. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Brought to you by. There it is. Somebody stole my braille and not even blind. Let's see. Third Eye Insight. You want to stay in shape, kick some butt, call Devin Fernandez. 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight. And we honor all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, all the youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Oh, I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their donation will be ready on Tuesday. Now, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we get a donation every week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Well, you cut that out. I want a donation every week. Every day. Somebody set that up. A couple hundred every day. Donation. Anybody out there can do it. You know, just put it right on the PayPal or call us. I'll have to order a special scat bus, see? I'll call my friend Johnny and say, hey, Johnny, I got to go pick up all this money. Can you help me? And he says, sure. I'll send over a scat bus and we take you wherever you want to go. How many donations are you going to pick up? Well, let's see, one today, one tomorrow, one in the... He said, wait a minute. What do you think I am, a carrier service? You get me in trouble with the county. Well, and then he'll say, well, don't worry. I'll get one of my friends to drive you around, pick it up. Yeah, don't worry. All right. All right, Inner Sight, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And we had to postpone the up-and-coming nursing home news conference because the
Frank, are you there? What happened? Frank, you there? Frank, I don't hear you at all. And it's not, you know, my ears, it's the show. Can you let me know if you're still on? Oh, great.
All right, we're back in. We got booted off our own show. How do you like that? All right, as I started to say, we had to postpone the nursing home news conference. It's going to be February 27th. Now we're pushing it to the middle of March because the commissioner of nursing home took a sudden attack when he heard about it. See? So the poor guy, he's in the hospital. He's got about 25 tubes in him, and they had to give him a few needles, and he went screaming in the night, and that'll teach him to torment people in nursing homes. Anyway, we heard he's going to recover, and he will be there, even if they got to put the gauze all over him. Hey, Gauzy, you better get over there. Will you cut that? All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Not as long as you can give them dog food. Shut up. Cat food. Nobody stars on Long Island. Gary, 631-38. Wait a minute. Where's my... Oh, here. 631-484-3085. That wasn't my paper. That was my brain. Will you stop that? Oh,
yeah.
By the way, a health tip. Every night before you go to sleep, make sure you take your two hands and massage your brain. Of course, that won't help certain people. It'll only help certain people who are beyond help that I could think of right now. But it may help one or two. You know, massage your brain for about 30 seconds, and it may help you to remember why you forgot. Well, I couldn't remember why I forgot. Will you stop it? Anyway, yeah, that's a health tip. Massage that brain. Just work it. If you really want to do it right, get a rubber hammer and hit yourself. No, don't do that.
That's
that'll
true.
Really get it going. I knew a fellow did that, and the poor guy. They wanted me to go to his funeral. I said, I don't go to funerals. He said, well, what'd you tell him to take a rubber hammer? I didn't do that. Anyway, inside. Woo! All right. We're offering a $10 reward. $10 reward for anyone who can find Jimmy Dinigan.
Oh, I would love to.
$10. You'll have to come to the Coffee Bean to collect it in Sable, New York. Woo! Cut that out. If you can find Jimmy Dinigan, call the Inner Sight hotline, 631-224-3090, but you have to really prove that it's him.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like these days. I know what he looks like when we were kids. You know, he had white hair, he smelled funny, and he he had a... He never wanted to wear a hat. Dinigan would never wear a hat.
I don't want no hat. Oh, shut up.
All right, $10 reward. You find Jimmy Dinigan. All right, Inner Sight, let's see. I did that. Nobody stars on Long Island. Oh, Kennedy Realty, thank you so much for your help. Mortgage information, buy a house, sell a house. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty. And prayers for Pepper, don't forget. She's going through that thing with her eyes. I went through that. I know what that's like. Horrible. Horrible stuff you go through with your eyes, and then they do all that, and then you can't see anywhere. The only thing you want to do is punch the son of a bitch right in the mouth. Will you stop that? I hit my teacher one time. She hit me first. My father always taught me, and I remembered that lesson. Don't start any fights, boy, but if they hit you first, defend yourself.
That's right.
Oh, she hit me.
Of course.
Son of a bitch. I gave her a fat lip.
Uh-oh.
Oh, me, my, a fat. Will you get him out of here?
Anyway. Yeah, I remember that's a true story, She called me up to the front of the class. And beat my ass, my butt.
Uh-oh.
And I said, don't hit me. And pow, right in the mouth. Ah!
I'll never forget it.
How
and then I went home after school and I hid behind the stairs. That's when I had to go to the bathroom and the door was locked. Mrs. Safta came out.
What now that smell? What is that smell in the hall?
I said, I don't know. Some animal came. There was an animal in here, and all I heard was,
What? What animal? No, what, a big animal?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty big. They wanted to go by your door, but I saved you, Mrs. Safta. I wouldn't let it go.
Oh, Frankola, thank you.
You stupid Yeah, that's a true story, you know.
Oh, it is?
And the old lady had to come out and clean the hall, see?
Mm.
I thought it was funny. I said, Ma, I said, it's a big wad. I said, I must be pretty healthy. She said, shut up, Frankie.
You embarrassed me. Shut up.
I said, Ma, I said, what's wrong with the wad? I like the wad. I said, it smells good.
Frankie, get in your room and shut up.
Woo! All right, now as we always say, our disclaimer, don't try any of this at all. Don't try to prove that you have a wad and that you're healthy. Because you're going to get in trouble. I mean, you know, people are going to yell at you. See, I didn't care if people yelled at me because I thought it was funny. Yeah. Anyway, and then when I went to school next day, I had a nice story to tell everybody. And Jimmy would go, Frankie got a wand.
Frankie made a wand in the hall.
Oh, man, I'll never forget it. Anyway, what else we got? You got any more sponsors? Get me more. I want more sponsors.
I can help you with that off air.
Yeah, get me more. Go out in the street tomorrow and get me sponsors.
I'm
stand
not going
on a corner
in the street,
or something.
Get run over.
And yell or something. Well, if you get run over, I'll get a couple of hospitals as sponsors.
It hurts too much.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics. Louie will be here later if we let him in. Let Louie in. Let's see. Well, the guy who wants the snow to grow.
Really?
Tell you about that story in the news. All right, give me give me that Lauren. Oh, well, wait a minute. You got that Amos and Andy? Hook up.
Yeah,
we got
I'm
Amos
waiting.
And Andy.
Yeah, it is.
Hook up that and say that Amos and Andy, the old time.
Yeah, I do. Hold on.
Here we go. On Inner Sight.
He coming in here already? You think he's a bill collector?
I ain't sure, English. All I know is I opened the door to a fellow that looked like that, and the next thing I know, my furniture was gone. And I was just...
I thought I knew there was a bill collector in town. And the only way I can figure this is that must be the replacement for Bulldog Jackson. Oh. You know, Bulldog done jumped off a Brooklyn Bridge 2 weeks after he got my account. And Andy, I ain't taking no chances. Lightning, there's a man coming in here, and if he's looking for me or Andy, we ain't here.
Yeah.
How do you do?
Hello.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Stevens and Mr. Brown.
They ain't here.
Neither one of them?
No, sir.
Are you sure they're not here?
Oh, yes, they told me so themselves.
I'm going to report to our office right away.
Yes.
And for their sake, I suggest they report to us immediately.
Yes, sir. I shall tell them all right.
The great Amos and Andy, it goes way back. They started in radio, then they put them on television. Hey, give me some Laura Hardy music.
All right, hang on, I got to switch areas. Hold on.
Laura Hardy. Yeah,
hold
I think
on.
They were, let's see, Abbott and Costello were the highest paid in their day. Lauren Hardy came along first, but then Abbott and Costello was.
She
got $100,000
wow.
a show.
Wow.
That's a lot of money in those days.
Yes. Yeah,
all
Lauren
right, stop
Hardy.
Talking. Give me the Lauren Hardy.
There you go.
What are we going to do, Ollie?
I don't know.
Why don't you help me? Well, what you got in your hand?
I don't know. I can't read it.
You can't read it? No. Well, put your glasses on.
I don't have any glasses. I only read Braille.
You read what?
Braille. Well, hold on to the rail, then, will you? Now, I can't read it. What does it say, Stanley?
Oh, let me see.
Will you stop that?
Well, I don't know. I can't read it because I went to the wrong school, you know.
What do you mean you went to the wrong school?
Well, my mother was walking down the road, and
and she took me to the wrong school because she said she didn't like the color of the building of the other school. Well, you... What kind of a mother was that? Oh, she was a good mother. She gave me plenty of chocolate sundaes. What are we going to do? I can't... Wait a minute, I got an idea. Let's go out on the corner and see if we can get people to read this. well, that's a good idea. Go ahead, I'll wait. No, you come with me. Now, you got to guide me. Remember, I'm stone blind. Well, take away the blind and you'll just be stone. Oh, get out. Oh, pardon me, miss. My friend, he can't see, you know. Can you read that?
Oh, let me see here. To my best friend, Annie, with love. No, that's
Annie. Who's Annie? I don't know. Sir, can you read this?
Well, let's see. If you don't report right away, you could be arrested or manipulated or discombobulated.
Boy, are you in trouble. Trouble? I don't even know what he's talking about. Wait a minute. Here comes a nice... Oh, I got an idea. Maybe the policeman can read it. Or say, officer, officer,
what do you boys want now?
We can't read this notice, and we think we may be evicted.
Evicted? You mean evicted?
That's what he said, evicted. Can you read this?
Give me that. You are thereby for henceforth deported to the outer extremity of the inner peripheral that will now be consecrated with the oblation.
What do you say?
I don't know.
What are we going to do?
Now, wait a minute. I heard someplace that if you're blind or disabled...
What do you mean blind or disabled?
Well, I'm blind and you're disabled.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, of course. Why do you think you're walking like that for? Now, make sure you bend over, good.
Bend over?
Gee, my mother told me never to bend over in public. Didn't look right.
Never mind your mother. Just bend over there. just bend over there. No.
See, I've got an idea now. They're supposed to notify us so we could read it. Now, if they don't notify us so we could read it, we could take them to court. Oh, come along, Stanley. Where are we going? Down to the court. Do I have to walk bent over all day?
Woo! Hear ye, hear ye. Step forward and be heard by His Majesty the Hum the Godly the Middle of the.
What did he say?
He said, give me 2 eggs over easy with bacon.
Oh, he's going to eat. Bring out a table. Will you shut up? This is a court, you idiot.
What do you guys want?
Oh, he was informed, misinformed, and deformed. He was deformed about his rent, and he can't read it, and 3 people read it wrong, and he hasn't got any braille, and he's blind, and I'm disabled.
What are you talking about? Let me see that.
I think he's got something wrong with his throat, all these.
I think so.
Never mind. What do you want?
We want to see the judge, and they didn't notify us properly about the increase in the rent.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye, draw close and you shall be hide.
good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning. Why are you bent over like that?
Well, he wanted me to be bent over. I don't know. Straighten up. You're going to hurt your back.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, what can I do for it? Well, you see, my friend here, Ollie, he's stone blind. I told him, I said, if you're just stoned, it's all right, but once you go blind, you can't see. Well, we got this notice, and he can't read it. Let me see that. He must be related to the other fellow.
Don't
worry, boys. I'll take care of this. Can you read Braille?
Well, yes, sir. I read Braille.
Of course, I learned in school when I didn't go. What do you mean you didn't go? Never mind. Forget it. You read Braille. They have to give you a Braille notice. I hereby induct the government to pay you $4,000 for the last 3 years for not informing you about your rent. Did you hear that, Ollie? We're rich. All right, in a side. By the way, folks, that's a true story. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned it, but they settled my case.
Oh.
Yeah, got the call yesterday. They're sending me another check. I said, well, I said, how much is it? They said, well, we're giving you $3,400. I said, now, wait a minute. Did you calculate that right? And the lady got scared. She said, oh, don't worry. I checked it. I double-checked it. That's for the... We're only allowed to go back 3 years for the increases that you paid that you shouldn't have paid because they were illegal. So there you have. I have my settlement, and I'll be taken off to the Virgin Islands.
Oh, nice.
Any day. Oh, any girls out there who want to go to the Virgin Islands, send me an email. You got to be in good shape, and you got to be a health freak. That's it. Yeah, send me a picture. Well, make sure it's in Braille. I can't... A Braille picture. Maybe I ought to put an ad in that paper. What's the name of that paper we advertised?
Able News.
Able News, that's it. Get up the Able... Get the Able News
okay,
out.
Okay, hang on. Oh, here it is. Okay, go. Should come up.
In a site.
Is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personal page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I can see the headlines now. Braille man beats blind case. What? What are you talking about? Braille man. Well, it's better than mailman. Well, that's even better. Wait a minute. Mailman beats blind case, looks for a young girl to go to Bahamas. Put that in Able News. Call Angie.
Could you imagine what she would say?
In the paper. Why not? It's legitimate. It's true. I got the letter.
Oh, God.
All right. In a sight, Louie will be... Oh, did you hear about that maniac on the news?
What?
He's trying to grow snow.
See? Instead of removing the snow, he's putting it back on people's doorsteps. Now, what, are you some kind of a maniac? I just shoveled that doorstep. Why'd you put all that snow? Well, that way, next winter you won't have to worry if we get a heat wave. Heat wave. Now, what are you doing? Here's my card. You don't have to blow snow anymore. We go. Save it up. And don't worry, when the weather gets warm, we have a special house. Put the snow in the house and put the house around it, and it'll stay frozen. Where did you get out of? Oh, I've been in all of them. Yeah, I know you've been in all of them. Now, listen, you live in this neighborhood? Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes my mother. What are you doing with this stupid putting snow on people's door? Oh, Ma, don't yell at me, Ma. I'm very sensitive. I'll cry. You're stupid. Now, don't put no snow there. People don't want now this. Ma, you know, you've been in this country 49 years. You should learn how to speak English. It's not people don't want now this. It's this people don't want now. Woo! You're stupid. You talk more stupid than me. You're supposed to speak English. Now get all the snow off this door. Oh, yeah, and he went around to all the houses and he's giving out his business card, see?
He had business cards?
Grow snow. My name is Joe. Just call. The phone number. And on the back it says, listen to Inner Sight Frolics, Friday night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. We'll be one of their sponsors. Grow snow. My name is Joe. You won't have
That's
to worry
funny.
About the winter anymore.
No.
So anyway, folks, that's our latest sponsor, Joe with the Grow Snow Company. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, yeah. If anybody can locate Jimmy Dinigan,
yeah.
We're offering a $10 reward. Wait a minute. What do you think you're gonna get for $10? You got to make the award bigger. I mean, let's raise a couple of grand. No. Nobody's going to pay that kind of money for Dinigan. He's a has-been. or he's a been-has. Yeah. Gee, I wonder, you know, if we could find Miss Ma, she might know where Dinigan is. Miss Ma, she was 85 when you were in school, you moron. Woo! Well, what about Mr. Kramer? Maybe Kramer would know where Dinigan is. He loved the kid. Kramer hated Dinigan. You know that. He stole his tranquilizers. Anyway, is Louis on the line?
Hold on, not yet.
Alright. Oh, if you want to call in and act stupid, go ahead. Don't blame me. 213-816-1650. Call in, say something funny or stupid. Yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, I did win my case. It was a true story. If you cannot read your rent increase notice, they have to inform you in an alternative way. That's what the judge said, right, Judge? Oh, get him out of here.
What's that supposed to mean?
That means Braille blind wins.
There you go.
All right, in a sight. Louis should be here.
Oh, he just came
now,
on.
Now, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Okay, we're gonna give you a hint where to look for Dinnigan, all right? Dinnigan, no Dinnigan. Dinnigan, no Finnegan. All right. Any drunk bar that's Irish, I mean, will you cut that out? You'll find Dinnigan in any bar where the bartender talks like this, is Irish. Now listen, Jimmy. Don't be drinking up everything. Last time you came here, you put me out of business.
Don't worry about me.
You're going to have to go before the judge and explain why you're always getting drunk.
I went to the judge. I went to court. I got rectum.
Oh. You got what?
Rectum. You
mean arrested?
Yeah, as I said, I got rectum.
Well, we know you got arrested. Now, don't be talking dirty in me establishment. When you went before the judge, what'd he say?
Oh, and yeah, nice man, that judge. He looked kind of weird, but he was nice.
What'd he say?
Oh, he said,
what the hell does that mean?
I don't know. He said, just go home and take care of your rector. I mean, your...
That's a good one.
Whoa! So what'd you do? What'd you do, Jimmy?
I went home and I bought six packs of toilet paper for my rector.
Okay, that's one of the places you could, in the bar, the Irish, preferably the Irish bar.
Right.
And then look for him in the subway. He might be sleeping in the subway.
Oh, my goodness.
If he's homeless, you know, I don't know. Or look for him in the desegregation shelters. Desegregation shelters. What the hell is that? Well, that's
exactly
where people go if they talk weird, you know.
Like that.
All right, in a sight. You find Dinnigan, give us a call, send us an email. $10 reward. But you got to prove that it's him.
There you go.
You know, he's got white hair. He looks like a ghost. He's albino. Albino. And he probably smells weird. And he'll be talking about his mother a lot.
No.
Yeah. Those are some of the hints. You know. You may come across him. And we got to find Jimmy Dinnigan. All right.
Yes, we do.
In a sight. Where's Louie? Louie must have forgotten.
I told you he was waiting for you. But didn't answer. Maybe it was too
Maybe
low.
Louie knows where Jimmy Dinnigan is.
Okay, let me
open Louie the lip. In a sight live, 8:43.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jimmy Dinnigan. You're watching In a Oh, gee. A lot of lessons all your radio youngsters out there. And my name is Jimmy Dinnigan. You're listening to Block Talk Radio Phonics, where I have a lot of fun with Jimmy Dinnigan. Hello, my name is Jimmy Dinnigan. I'm with Connie and Chrissy. We're playing with those ladies and kissy, kissy, kissy. And those ladies getting on with me, I'm giving out the love jobs to
wherever I ride. Wherever I roam, where do I find the lobstrops in this world will never be wrong. I'm going to have lobstrops. I want to have lobstrops. I'm going to have lobstrops. Oh, what I am.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right. And now, wait a minute. Can you prove that you're Jimmy Dinnigan? How do we know you're Jimmy Dinnigan?
My name is Jimmy Dinnigan. I'm talking with Jimmy Dinnigan on the phone here.
Yeah.
Where'd
you go?
That's
you
right.
Did you go to 138 in Brooklyn?
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And you were always late for school.
The talking job. You see? Yeah, that's right. Then again,
yeah.
I know you were hearing it through the microphone with Frank and Suzanne. I'm a big fan,
yeah.
And I really love Jimmy Dinkins so much. I'm giving out the love dust to Jimmy Dinkins. And going,
what was that?
Hey, you remember Miss Marr, Jimmy?
Yeah.
The teacher?
That's right.
Yeah.
Hello, Suzanne. My name is Jimmy Dinkins.
Oh, wow. Nice
hey,
to meet you, Jimmy. Finally.
Hey, Jimmy, you remember the time you put the mouse in Miss Marr's drawer?
Oh, my.
Came
she must have freaked
mouse.
Out.
And you put it in her drawer, and she said, "All right, now class, get your readers out. We're gonna." And she opened her drawer. Ah! And Jimmy said, "What happened, Miss Marr? You
final,
all right?
The final
get the doctor, Miss Marr.
Man, that's a doctor in the house. That's me. That's right."
You know, he sounds like Jimmy.
He
yeah,
does,
it doesn't sound
yeah.
like Jimmy. Yes, it is.
Yeah, you sound just like him, man.
Yeah. New team, the final test.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. So,
hello, Suzanne. My name is Jimmy Dinnigan.
Hi, Lily.
Hello, I'm probably the nicest guy in the West.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, one time,
yeah.
Jimmy came to school dressed up like a cowboy. He had two guns, you know, the cap guns.
Yeah.
And Miss Marr said, "Jimmy, sit down and put down those guns." And he said, "Oh, wait a minute, I got to load my gun." And he put a roll of caps in there. And he went, psh, 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 all over the...
Final
and all the blankets
the final
said, "What's that smell?" And Jimmy said, "That's the gunpowder."
Yeah.
What a regular riot he was. I never met a kid like him in my life.
I never met a
something.
Person like that in my whole life.
Oh, he was something, man.
Yeah, something all right.
Yeah. Janie says, "What are you supposed to be, Jimmy?" And Jimmy said, "I'm
yeah,
up
yeah,
home
that's
candy.
Right. I'm Jimmy Jane. They're talking to Frank Perino on either side."
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie,
hey, Cardia Chrissy, I see your hot pants when I see you on TV.
Oh.
Hey, hey, Jimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, talk to me.
You ever do the Mexican hat dance in the street?
La cucaracha, mi cucaracha, mi cucaracha, la 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 la. Mi cucaracha, la 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 la.
Mexican hat dance.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, Frank, you're making me sad.
Why? You don't, why? Go down to the border and do the Mexican hat dance.
They took my body and Grizzly away, you know what I mean?
Oh.
Lou.
They might still
you
be on.
Do
all right. Another, you know, 115. I think they're on 115.
Yeah, it is.
115?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's 115?
Connie and Chrissy.
What channel?
I'm sorry.
Why don't you call up Cable and ask... Ask the program director. His name is Bob. I can give you the number.
Connie and Chrissy and what channel? 115?
Yeah.
1 in the morning?
Oh, I don't know. You got to ask Bob. I don't know when they're on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
Connie,
right.
Chrissy
yep.
and Jimmy Dinnigan.
Ooh,
boy, that'd be a good show.
My name is Jimmy Dedekin, and I'm going to say a lot of county and Chrissy on public access. Ladies are getting it on with Louis Rivera. I wish I could go on a show date night. I want to have a lot of hilarious fun with those ladies.
Yeah, call them on the ringy dingy. Remember that with Lily Tomlin? That was so funny, wasn't it?
The ringy dingy?
Hey,
can we play Lily Tomlin with the ringy dingy?
Yeah. What about Eddie Fleck?
Who?
Eddie Fleck.
Oh, Eddie Fleck.
Eddie Fleck, yeah.
He's a rocker.
Yeah,
he's an electric guitarist.
Yeah. He's still around. I don't know when Eddie's on, but he's still around.
It's on Saturday night on Access.
Oh, he is?
The Ed Fleck group, that's his band.
Oh, I got to get Eddie back on the show.
Eddie Fleck.
Yeah,
you got to get Jeff and Dyke on the show, too.
Eddie would do a benefit for us.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, in a sight around the world, Louis Rivera, better known as Jimmy Dinigan.
And P.S., Frank, in weeks to come, I have a honoring Louis Rivera.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do that right after we do the nursing home conference. I'm going to get you on.
But
we'll
honoring Louis
Rivera.
Honoring Louis Rivera on the phone.
And you know what I'm going to do? I don't know if they'll show up, but we'll invite Connie and Chrissy. How's that?
That'd be nice.
Okay, groovy.
Groovy.
Maybe they'll come on with you.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a groovy guy.
I'll find out when they're on or how I can contact them.
Yeah.
And
that's
I'll invite
right.
them to come down. You want to be on with Connie and Chrissy?
Yeah, it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 in the morning.
Afternoon, I think.
Well, it'll be in the afternoon. We'll film it and then we'll put it on later that week.
That'd be good.
Hey, I'm a groovy guy.
I'm gonna try to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll introduce to those two ladies.
Yeah.
Hey, I like those
All right.
pink
in
dresses.
A sight.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, what's Monday?
Monday is President's Day.
There you go.
Washington,
well, you're not doing that Monday, man. I'm glad.
Rerun.
Yeah.
Oh, rerun. Yeah, yep.
Put on a rerun.
What about Tuesday is the open mic?
Yep.
Yeah.
I call you on open mic also.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Okay. So, Suzanne,
right.
You're proud of me on a Friday night. I call you and Frank. Having a good time on the Frolics, on the Frolics, make everybody laugh. You're very proud of me.
Hey, give us
I'm
a little Dean fair. Martin. A Dean Martin song, Everybody Loves Somebody. You know that song?
I know that song, but I have to get it.
No,
everybody
talking to
loves
Louis.
Somebody sometime.
Oh,
everybody loves somebody somehow. Love your kisses, weighty. I love you somehow. Everybody giving love drops to someone. And Connie and Chrissy's number one in the show. And Louie's number one with Connie and Chrissy. L-L-L-A would rhyme. Every moment, every hour, when your love drifts are so sour, go meh, meh, meh.
All right. Louie's version of Everybody Loves Somebody.
That's right.
All right. In a sight. Thanks, Lou.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
good night.
Yeah, clear the board. All right.
It is.
Now, remember, folks, if you get in trouble, see, and, you get arrested or whatever, and you go before the judge, and you know, and you're up there, and the guy's got the hammer, you know, boom, boom, boom with the hammer.
No, God.
And, oh, Your Honor, what's your verdict? You know, and you hear, how many don't despair, because that's normal for judges these days, because they don't know what else to say. They got two presidents they're dealing with, one who's former and one who's present. So they're all going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, inner sight. Hope you had some whacked up fun. And that was funny how Louis fell right in. He says, I'm Jimmy Dickens.
Yeah.
All right. Inner sight. And we got to get out of here. We got 5 minutes.
Yes, left.
855 New York. If you'd like to be on the show, send drop us a line. Inner Sight, 1620@gmail.com. Or call the Inner Sight number. Make sure you leave your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, if you're a girl and you want to go to the Bahamas, I get my award in a couple of weeks, see? I'll be taking off. I'll be drinking sherry on the French Riviera.
There you go.
Chérie, oui, oui. Chérie, oui, oui, bon amour. Mon amour. Mon amour, je t'aime, et voir.
And what does that mean?
That means I'll love her like no one else can.
Aww.
All right, Inner Sight. And, oh, I want to thank James Bahamundi for writing the letter that won. Boy, did we shake him up for it. Woo! They got so shook up that they were calling me, telling me the checks are going out. This is the second check. And, of course, I'm donating the money to Inner Sight. Yeah. But we shook them up so bad because they found out that if you don't inform somebody about a rent increase, you could lose your license.
Oh,
if we'd have taken them to court, boy, they would have been shook up. The supervisor over there, I want to thank her, too. They did a good job. I got to admit, but getting me that money, sending me to Braille. Oh, and the other thing is, they're not allowed to raise my rent anymore.
Oh.
That's part of the deal.
That's good.
So I'm going to hold them to it. Inner Sight strikes again. James Bahamundi, great lawyer. You need a great lawyer. Call Jimmy. 516-783-9662. A great, great guy, and a beautiful. He wrote two letters for me, and got me my money, and now they can't raise my rent. They got every time they deal with me, they got to send me Braille now.
That's good.
I've finally been able to read the Section 8 rules after 10 years being on the damn thing.
That's crazy.
All right, Inner Sight, goodbye, world. See you next time. I had a little fun. Woo!
Oh, get him out of here. Good night, everybody. Have a good President's Day. Take care. Bye-bye.